AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California, made an initial court appearance today after allegedly trying to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner Saturday night, armed with guns and knives. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanch.
The first count is attempted assassination of the President of the United States. This count is punishable by up to life in prison. The second count is interstate transportation of a firearm to commit a felony. This is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. And the third count is discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence, which is punishable by a mandatory minimum term of imprisonment of 10 years.
Sagar Magani has more.
Planning for President Trump's security may get trickier as he plans to attend high-profile public events in coming months. Saturday's attack was the third violent episode involving the president in less than 2 years.
It's part of the job. It is a dangerous... I can't imagine that there's any profession that's more dangerous.
While he's praising the Secret Service's response Saturday, a senior White House official says the president's chief of staff will meet this week with the agency and others to talk about what worked and more options for keeping the president safe at events around America's 250th birthday and the World Cup. They could include more thorough screening and possibly bulletproof glass. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla have arrived at the White House, the start of a 4-day state visit to celebrate the U.S.'s 250th. In the Middle East, regional officials say Iran's offering to end its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and ends the war. But the proposal would delay discussions on Iran's nuclear program, an offer President Trump seems unlikely to accept. Fast-moving storms have been pummeling the Midwest with hail, strong winds, and heavy rain, and more's on the way. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
A record-breaking rally slowed down on Wall Street after uncertainty rose about what'll happen next in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Monday, reaching its latest all-time high. The Dow slipped 62 points, that's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ composite rose 0.2%. Crude oil prices climbed more than 2.5%. The war with Iran is choking off the supply of crude from the Persian Gulf into world energy markets. Several big companies report their latest results this week, including Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft. The Federal Reserve and other big central banks are also set to make announcements on interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
AAA puts the national average for a gallon of gasoline above $4.11. That's nearly 7 cents higher than last Monday. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.